St. John, chapter number 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Tonight's sermon is, there are thieves in the temple. Tell someone up there, there's some thieves in the temple. But Jesus is coming like a thief in the night. There are thieves in the temple. Guards are anointing. Be seated in Jesus' name. Somebody say choo-choo. Here we go. All aboard. For your glory, Lord. If you do have the power of intercession, you should be doing that. But put a silencer on your gun. My back, my front. Verse number 2 says, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and then leadeth them out. The Lord said to let this house know that the charlatan spirit is about to be exposed. Those who have become pastors for a career move, your career is about to crumble. If you are not oiled and called and ordained by God, not just man, but if God has not called you to have a shepherd's heart, all of your hidden agendas are about to come to the surface. Help us all, Jesus. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. It says here that our pastors are under shepherds of the good shepherd. And therefore, God is giving every leader in this house with the pastoral anointing the authority to break the legs of sheep that are leading others astray. But after you break their legs, keep them close to your fire. If indeed someone needs a rebuke, make sure they don't sit down too long. Because while they sit, the enemy says, why are you sitting here? When the prodigal son left out and came back, his father didn't say, start at the bottom of the pudding cup. When God forgives us after someone says they're sorry, got that thing under the blood, and the pastor has restored the line of communication between laity and Savior, then put them back in office, put them back so they can be used by God immediately, so that that gap cannot be filled by the devil. When I was coming up, they would sit us down for 6 and 7 and 8 months. There's nothing wrong with the way it was done, because if it wasn't as strict as it was, there's no telling where the church would be today. There is merit to learning form straight off. And we are in an era of improvisation. And so no one wants to follow the order. And the order is, as the pastor gives the word, as he follows the Savior, you are to line up with the voice you said God sent you to. If he called you to this church or wherever church you are at, then before you go visit another church, your pastor should know tonight where you are. Nobody's saying nothing to me. I don't care how much of a word or who is in town. Your pastor needs to know where you are going. Not because you're not grown, because you're a son and a daughter. And true sons and daughters don't mind being accountable to which concerts they go to, what crowd they hang around, and that I'm going on vacation for a couple of weeks. I ain't gotta tell you everywhere I'm going, but I want you to know I'm okay out of common courtesy and respect. Because I call you at all times at night when I need something, so the least I can do is let you know I'm not dead. Y'all better say something up in here. Hallelujah to God. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. You have to be careful. I've been getting assaulted prophetically while I was on the road. People just bum rush you while you just not even thinking about it. And this wasn't even a church setting that this happened. And this person just started machine gunning me in tongues first. I didn't even have time to gird myself up. And before I knew it, this person began prophesying accurately. Hear me, church. Accuracy does not mean that it's not laced with divination. And he spoke to the part of me that could be Googled. I don't need a Wikipedia prophecy. I need someone that's going to speak to Anthony, not Tony. Because you know what he's been through. But a real man or woman of God ain't going to minister to the product. They go minister to the heart of an individual. Because when you need a rebuke, it don't matter what your name is. You know that's God. Because he wouldn't tell me I'm about to get blessed when I know I'm a hot mess. You know in your spirit, that's not God. I know what I've been doing. I don't care how good it sounds. I know according to my life, I'm not walking circumspectly. So this word, no matter how good it sounds, it's not God. It sounds like God, but it ain't God. Y'all better hear me, church. The only way you learn how to discern what that spirit is through training. And no one wants to be trained. That's why the enemy is stealing anointings, because we're not staying close to our protector. And your pastor can see up the road things that you can't see. So don't get rebellious and killed for your rebellion. But he's trying to protect you from the thieves that wish to plant a word that sounds right and sounds good. Make your ears itch. Because it's talking to your emotions and to the part of you that hurts. But I need someone to divide asunder through the word, my soul and spirit. Prophecy is not telling the future. It's saying what thus saith the word of the Lord. Strangers are coming to people's houses, cloaked with sheep attributes, but ravenous wolves underneath. Glory to God. Code names amongst preachers. How many do you got, Doc? I'm in town this weekend. Can you get me a gig? When the Bible says that your gift will make room for you.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Be careful with all of the ones who you just allow to stand in front of your sheep pastors. Some of your friendships are about to be separated. Because when you start putting things in order, they ain't going to be your friend no more. The reason why you can't govern your church is because a scorpion has been ministering to your flock. Jesus. Jesus. They're strangers because they don't know the order of the house. If the pastor says it's 10 minutes, that's all you get is 10 minutes. And anything after that is anointed disobedience. But they fell out. They fell out under disobedience. A true sheep say, this don't line up with what my pastor's been teaching me. And then after the pastor preaches, they don't just take the pastor's word for it. They go home and study to show themselves approved. And if you are at a facility that's not preaching the unadulterated word of God, it is your duty to get out of here and find a place where the gospel is being preached in season and out of season. I told you, you have to ride this train all the way, because the enemy has come into the sacred place and taken on the attributes of Christianity and righteousness, but underneath wants to plant seeds of discord and divination amongst an ignorant people. For the Bible proclaims to us that we are not to be ignorant to Satan's devices. And through religion and tradition and ritualism, the enemy has come in and tricked us all under a spell of the look and the form, where we think it's God, but it's not God. Do not be deceived. This last day and last hour, they're going to smell and look and talk like us. They will know how to use apostolic colloquialisms. They will learn how to quicken their hands just the right way. They'll know how to say, thus saith the Lord, when Satan told them to tell you that. Y'all better say something to me. Satan gave them a little insight by the previous prophet that came to the house. So once that prophet leaves the house, he tells the next prophet coming to the same house what to prophesy. Remember the fat one in the third row? She has a problem with her husband. So when the new prophet comes, you think it's of God, but they've already sold your file, broken the confidence of the prophetic code. Lying. Trying to invade the theocratic government of God and the hierarchy of holiness. Help me, Jesus. Cover me, Jesus. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what the things which he was speaking unto them. Then said Jesus to them again, verily, verily, listen, church, I say unto you, listen, I am the door of the sheep. Not a title, not a position, not ego, not prestige, but someone say, preach Jesus. The era of opinionated preaching is over. People have already been beat up before they got here. Talk to who God says they are, not who you discern them to be. Bravo, you found out I was gay. Great job. Bravo, you found out I smoke crack. Now, how do I get from there to the cross? Because while you checking me, it's your hidden struggle. We all got a cross to bear, but lead me to the rock that's higher than I. God, you
reason to have discernment just to judge and expose people. Discernment is there to pray and intercede for the things that the person is embarrassed to come to God about because of church niggas. They're afraid to come to the altar because of the church folk spirit that tries to find the one that has an open wound to take the light off of their own wound. They're thieves in the temple. Tell somebody, preach Jesus. If you keep preaching Jesus, his death, his burial, and resurrection, you will see deliverance in the house of God. Get off of folks' French rolls, red fingernail polish, boots. Get out of their bedrooms and get into their heart and tell them what thus saith the Lord. You will not stay there the rest of your life. I serve a God that can go into the depths of hell, down into the places that folks cannot speak audibly, but God knows the secret places of the heart. And the thieves in the temple want to take away the spirit of restoration from the house of God, where people have become scared to come to a house of refuge because of the slanderous tongues and venomous spirit which lurk from the balcony to the back of the church. Your vocation will not get you into heaven. Your title won't get you there. But the word in Jesus preached with conviction and accuracy and experience can go down into the marrow of somebody's bone and change the DNA of a sinner. Hallelujah to God. God will do the changing and the word will do the purging and washing. Get your mouth off of God's people. That's why pastors, be careful. They're not yours. They belong to God. All that ever came before me, any ever gods or any ever ideologies that have come before me are liars and thieves. I don't care how far back the organization goes. There are ancient demons that have been governing organizations to keep organizations from fellowshipping and coming into the full knowledge of who God is, the kingdom manifest in earth. It's time for the church to say, it's time for the leadership to wash the feet of each other and counsel with each other, because it's not wise to counsel with laity. Pastors, be careful not to give too much of what's going on to folks who can't handle that type of information. The anointing of the Holy Ghost does not pour up. You've got to be counseled by someone who has more oil and more experience than you. The spirit of familiarity has crept into the church, where folks think because they went and played basketball with an elder, now you're equal with his anointing, calling them by their first names. Help me, Holy Ghost. The sin of familiarity made Jesus go to other cities and minister because they were too common with the oil that was on his life. Help me, Holy Ghost. I don't care how good it sounds. I don't care how much it tickles your spirit and makes you want to shout. If it's not causing a teshuvah in your spirit and there's no conviction, then it's just a top 40 praise and worship song. It's just the hottest song that's out right now. But we need songs that are going to convict us to change and make us want to analyze ourselves inwardly. That's why the congregations can't get with praise teams no more, because we think it's in volume. We think it's in the attack and the aggressiveness, but it's really in ministering to the heart of God. And then he sends a satellite transmission back down to the people because he knows what they really need.
And thieves have come in through concerts and convocations to try to steal the anointing in the name of talent and competition, defiling the very sacred altar that should be pulling people out of a pit with intimidation. And I've been here longer, and my mother is this, and my father is that. No, Jesus is the door. Y'all better say something to me. It don't matter who they are. It's Jesus. I am the door, he said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. All I need is Jesus. I don't need 21 days of fasting. I need somebody preaching the cross. I need somebody preaching the burial. I need somebody preaching that he's not in that cave anymore. Help me, Holy Ghost. If they enter in by me, they shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture, which means if they go to a God-fearing church underneath a God-fearing leader, they won't have to worry about being in a famine spiritually. Because the word of the Lord is not coming forth, because folks are afraid that folks will withhold their money and tithes, so they preach what folks want to hear and don't preach what God really wants to get heard. I don't care. I'm going to preach if it's three people in my church. We're not going to modify this word to keep you here. The ones that really want God, one discipline. Y'all better say something. I want you to get me. Help me, Holy Ghost. The Church of God, Apostolics, Kojic, and Baptists have all become spiritual cannibals. We're eating each other alive because we ain't getting no real word no more. So we start attacking each other's flesh, attacking each other's lives, because folks aren't just teaching Jesus. You see, you got to understand who this thief is. He has no intention of being obedient to leadership. She has no intention on being at their home church choir rehearsal outside of their extracurricular group. Now, I need you to understand something. These extracurricular groups are cool, but you need to be someplace where the pastor can look at you and say, you in sin, sit down. And you not get your purse and children and leave. God had to get me like that. Felt good because it made me feel like somebody cared about my soul, didn't just want me at their church for my talent. Talent comes a dime a dozen. But so many pastors want a good sound that their praise team is dying on the inside because they're not shepherding their soul. Then the praise team and the choir hold them captive, saying, you don't address me. And if you do, I'm going to withhold. I just won't be singing today. Let's see how you do with so-and-so directing the day. In the temple that won't get folks free just by playing under the anointing unless the check is in your hand. Let me tell you something. When you play under the anointing, God will open up doors that you'll be getting so much money, it don't make no sense. Never hold your ministry hostage over money. There's some things that money can't buy, like a mentor, like a Moses. Muzzle not the ox that treadeth the corn. I got you. That's true. But you ain't tread long enough. My father played the organ. I had to play the drums at home church. I don't know how long, for years. Just because we wanted to see God's people free. If we go back to that mentality, all the other adventures and pursuits we're trying to go after are going to bust wide open because we're doing it the right way. Don't be mad, I'm just the messenger. Can I keep going? Okay. I see this thief who's coming to steal. beware, beware of those ones that are closest to you, pastors. Because they'll take what you worked hard for. Never should it be found among the believers any awkward or funny conversation concerning your covering. Under any circumstances, you're out of order and off limits. That area is not to be touched. You are not to rebuke presbytery. You are not to say what they need to be doing. You cannot pray, "Lord, change my pastor." That is a witchcraft prayer. You and your witch's prayer circle, you're out of order. Because I just see some things that pastor's just missing. I see some things you missing, the Holy Ghost. Because he would tell you, you don't need to be touching God's anointed. Next thing you know, a third of your church is gone. And thank God, you got the snakes and scorpions out your church. I'd rather have 10 obedient saints than a mega church full of vipers. Jesus said, "I come that they might have life and that they might have it," might, that's your choice, "might have it more abundantly." Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep." I saw this man of God. He will take bullets for some of us. A true pastor will go without to make sure that the congregation is okay. A real man of God is not going to tax the people because of a vision that's out of his reach. But he will work with the congregation in moderation, not too far to the right or to the left, to make sure that the excellency of the order of God is not defiled. You better thank God for a good pastor. They don't come like this. Do not mistake his meekness for weakness. It's not him you have to worry about, but those that's covering him, you need to worry. Ooh, glory to God. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, goes out and preaches somewhere else when their own house needs government. Unless you have built up a staff and a crew that is able to handle that house while you're gone, you need to stay there. Because when the cat's away, the mice will play. I'm sick of churches when the pastor's absent, you get Hitlers, dictators that come out of folks talking to folks like they're crazy because pastor's not here. Until you can leave your house and know that there are folks here that will do it exactly the way as if he was here, stay there. Help me, Holy Ghost. Hirelings. God didn't tell them to go there and preach. They needed their rent paid. This is the season. This is the season that if God didn't say go there, it could be a $10,000 gig. But if God did not release you to preach there, you will get the money and the hell that comes with disobedience. I'm telling you, the trend is shifting back to the anointing of the local church. Everyone's trying to leave and be wonderful, but there's something about knowing that you can be dependable in God's house. You may not be a preacher, but just the fact you're always in your place every service encourages somebody's walk with God. There's something to be said just about showing up and showing up on time, which means you take God's house just as seriously as your secular paycheck. Help us, Holy Ghost. When he leaveth, the wolf comes in, the guest preacher that preaches for you while you gone, and scatters your sheep. So by the time you come back, all the work you've done has been disintegrated under the species of some foreign anointing, a stranger. Mm-hmm. I am the good shepherd, Jesus says, though, and I know my sheep and known of mine. And as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have. Now watch this, church. Verse number 16 rebukes the conventional church setting. There are sheep that I have. Listen, church. There's a group of people that are not church. They've been hurt by church, perhaps, but they're not churched. It's not just about us. Verse number 16, church, says, and I have some other sheep which are not of this fold. They don't know about clapping on the 2 and 4. They don't know about licking tithe envelopes. They don't know about you're supposed to wear a skirt to church or not. All they know is they're hurting and they want something real for the first time in their life. And we have to use discernment as the mature saints not to destroy. Listen, we want to fillet them, cut them, chop them, roast them, broil them all in the lobby. Bring them in here raw. Bring them in here gully. Bring them in here funky. Let the word start cutting and chipping away and buffering that soul. Because you will cut a wheat because it looks like some tare when the tare is in the choir. But you'll let them sing because they look right. But sister girl out there on the street come in, got a little bit of a short mini or something, and we ready. I know where she's coming from. She's a businesswoman. At least she got paid. You didn't even get paid for what you did. So at least she got enough sense to make money. You don't even tithe. She can tithe off of hers. Get your mouth, because that same one you got your mouth on gonna turn around and have to lay hands on you in the sick room. God knows how to let a rock take your place. You ain't exclusive. You are not exclusive. God will replace me in a heartbeat. There's already someone else ready to take your place. Set your face as a flint and be not afraid of their stony faces. Cry loud and spare not. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Wait a minute. Don't get cute, church. He got to bring that other fold in here, too. I don't know why you try to get new when they come through here. Because that's you on any given day. You got your poker face on, Lady Gaga. You got your poker face on. You know, your stank prophetic face. Yes, glory. But you a hussy underneath. You're freaky. Nasty. The deep ones are the freak ones. So don't get new when you discern someone's freaky too. Say, Lord, help me before I try to blast them. Because God will save them and show you out because you know better. You've been in here longer. Get off the Similac and chew on the meat. Yes, I desire the sincere milk, but move on. In Timothy, it says, from the elementary things. That's childhood stuff. That's high school foolishness. Did you hear? What is this, telephone? Did you hear what God's saying to you? Somebody say there's thieves in the temple. Trying to intimidate people. There's sheep of another fold that have an oil on them that's so powerful, God has to pull that out of the streets because more of the streets is coming. And because some of us forgot where we came from, we're not effective in that ministry anymore. And we've become complacent in our positions. We forgot how to get grimy and dirty. We forgot how to tarry with people at the altar. We forgot about canvassing. We forgot about straight up witnessing. We forgot about just straight up prayer. We forgot about it, church. So God's bringing in other people that won't be afraid to hug somebody that smells bad. That ain't gonna trip off of somebody's background or social or economic status. But say, I once was there too. And if it wasn't for grace and mercy, me and you would be together. We're all two paychecks away from being homeless. Y'all better say something up in here. If it's not for the grace and mercy of God, there go I. Y'all better say something in here. Don't get new on people. Oh, it's only the Holy Ghost that's keeping us alive. Hallelujah. He said, there's a sheep of another fold, but I'm going to bring them together. Ain't gonna be Baptist, Kojic, non-denominational. The Lord said it's gonna be one fold. I know each one of those think they got exclusive dibs on heaven as if there's gonna be section housing in heaven. God's gonna be looking for folks that preached his word and lived his word the best way they knew how. And wherever you can't do it, his grace is sufficient. And in your weakness, his strength will be made perfect. Y'all better praise him for grace. Stay on the train. Don't throw Papa from it. Therefore, doeth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it up again. And no man can take my life from me. Is Jesus in you tonight? I said, is Jesus in you tonight? So when you read these words in the red, understand the word of God is like yogurt. It's a living organism. And whenever you read this word, it means it's active and alive right now. So these words that are written in red could basically be you echoing who's inside of you. So now read it in the context that now no man can take this anointing away from me. I refuse to let these thieves in the temple get in my ears and plant foolishness that will take me out of my lane. Listen, church, people gonna talk till Jesus comes. Just don't be found among them. Now, some of you ain't talking, but you hearing too much. And that's just as bad as the person who's talking. Because if you can comfortably sit at a dinner table and hear somebody bash another brother and sister in Christ, you should analyze where you are in the Holy Ghost. You better say something in here. If you really got it, your Holy Ghost starts convicting you. And you say, you know what? I'm not trying to be deep, but I got to exit and remove myself from this conversation. Am I the only one that hears the Lord saying, you hearing too much now? I don't even want to hear that garbage. Y'all better say something to me. I don't want to hear about what's going on. I want to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Tell someone, no one's going to take this oil away from me. But I lay down my life myself, and I got the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. I got the power to lay my career down. I got the power to raise it back up again. I got the power to lay a ministry down and the power to lift it back up again. Why? Because God will tell you, you need to sit down. Ain't time to preach now. Put that down. Now you sit and get poured into. God will put you on a spiritual sabbatical. Pastor's been preaching, kind of hit it out the park every Sunday, 52 times a year. And they all want a grand slam. They want it right there every Sunday. And the Lord showed me that me preaching to a congregation is not synonymous with my personal devotion. He showed me in this season. I thought that teaching God's people meant I was getting a word that way. But my personal devotion was lacking. My own life was lacking. Y'all better say something in here. Oh, but wait a minute. This commandment he received of his Father. And when he spoke this, there was division in the church. Even now, minds are divided. I can discern it and feel it. But who cares? You're outnumbered. The angels are here with me to help me deliver a word I didn't even want to give. But this is what you need. Sorry you ain't jumping off the balcony catching this chandelier. But what you are getting is some sound doctrine and true teaching that'll take you through instead of shouting in oblivion with no clue or purpose. Verse 25 said, I told you who I was, but you believed me not. And the works that I do is in my Father's name, they that bear witness of me. But ye believe not, ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, they hear a rhema word, and they follow that rhema word. They don't go back home and say, I had a problem with what Jesus said in verse 28. What? Honda? Go in the corner and spell Coke backwards. E-K-O-C, because you need a word. Who gonna sit up there and challenge?
Well,
nothing. Come on, church. The sheep gonna follow. They ain't gonna leave the church. They gonna say, okay, that one hurt me today, but I probably needed it. Come on. I just won't be found there the next time he goes there. Oh, come on up in here. It challenges us not to be found in the same place week after week. Prayer line after prayer line. Deliverance after deliverance with no deliverance, just a prayer napkin. I'm gonna get through here. And I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man will be able to pluck the true saints out of the Father's hand. I don't care how bad it is at your church. Didn't you say God sent you there? I'm puzzled. Remember, he was crying at his feet, oh, Pastor, I couldn't remember Messiah. Oh, God, I know God sent me here. Was that a penalty right there? Because, you know, I get tired of folks. They used to do it to my parents all the time. Oh, I'm staying with you, Pastor. I just know God sent me over here. I got your back at the church anniversaries the whole time. And they plotting their new church while they giving the anniversary money. This is a gangster word, but Oak Town can handle it. Praise the Lord. I got a plane ticket back home, so I'm not worried about you. Okay. They say I'm your son. Okay. Watch this. Verse number 30, I need everybody to see this, just in case, maybe, I don't know, not here to ruffle no feathers. It just simply says that I and my Father are what? So when folks come trying to get you to say something out of line against your spiritual father, you say, whoa, 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 I and my Father. You got something to say about him? You saying that? Tell somebody, don't do it. You gonna try to plead the blood of Jesus and it's not gonna work. I'm telling you. You better be glad that folks in here really got the Holy Ghost. We got some crazy folks that's up in church. Y'all nuts, y'all nutty, y'all batty. Don't risk your life putting your mouth on the wrong person. Keep your head in the word. Shut your mouth, boo. Because we'll help you get straight. If a thief comes in my house, we're not going to have tea. Somebody's going to die. You know why? Because ain't no one going to take away from the blood, sweat, consecration, and fasting that we put to keep this place up and running and go come in here with one little rumor and destroy the whole edifice. Church, you better talk back to me. Some of y'all need to repent and get connected back to your pastor and your church. As a matter of fact, leave this service right now and go call your pastor. Pastor, I ain't been doing right. I can't show up for Bible class, but I can go to see the guest who's in town. Come on, church. That ain't right. Ain't even getting nothing out the word. You just clocking in the church so they can see your face and you can still participate. Come on, church. If that's what you're here for, you wasting time. Get out the way for the ones that really need to be saved. Let me go. If I don't do the works of my Father, then believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, verse 38, then believe the works, because some people will question you no matter how many times you say sorry. They're going to still hold what you did over your head. Since folks don't know how to let it go. Wait a minute. The past is 10 minutes ago, y'all. Well, God ain't done it until 4 months. No. Some of y'all holding folks hostage 10 years. But did God hold that over us? Did God lift it immediately? Did God say, okay, and knowing that you're going to do it 10 more times after you promised him you'd never do it again? So where do we get off saying we through with folks? How are we done with people? God keeps taking us back in. And if he's your Father, and you say Jesus is in you, you got to forgive him 70 times what? 70. That's a lot of forgiveness per each offender. A day. Nobody can sin that much, unless, of course, they're a surrogate. But if they're not, go see the movie in theaters next week. You'll understand what I mean, because that's what we got in church, surrogates. We look like saints. We got the form of godliness. Okay, come on here, church. But if God forgave you 1,484 times for going to the same website, then you need to get off folks' case that had a baby out of wedlock, got 8 kids, calling them all curses. Them thieves will have you putting your mouth on something that God's going to use. With this word, let us not just react and feel like it's not us, so therefore we can enjoy it. But let's make sure we're not found in any of these departments. Because the enemy will have us deceived thinking that it's someone else. And you in church right now thinking, that's Sister So-and-so, that's Deacon So-and-so, that's Marcia, that's Gretchen. No. Save yourself. Wild one. Come on, church. You a buck wild rabbit. Stop playing checkers and play chess in the kingdom. Think before you make your moves. Don't hop from church to church. Put the devil in checkmate. In the game of chess, you have pieces that look exactly the same.
but they're on two opposing colors, values, should I say. But they have the same shapes. Make sure you don't have the shape of a knight, but you're on the dark side. Don't have the shape of a rook, but you're on the dark side. Father, my shell is not enough. My guts is what's nasty. It's not what goeth into the mouth. It's what's coming out. Every heart pray. Every heart pray. Whew. As your heads are down, just think of how many times God has forgiven you first, and how much He loves you. Secondly, repent for any ill thoughts that you've had against yourself. The spirit of condemnation tries to tell us we're not worthy of an oil or an anointing because of the discrepancies in our flesh. But tonight, I need you to forgive yourself because God already forgave you. Everybody got something, but everybody don't have a Savior like you do. And the fact that you can go boldly now tonight to the throne of grace, if there is anything not like Him, anything that you have thought or spoken or said that might have taken you out of alignment, Father, I heard it. I will not be found here again. Try me again. Give me new perspective on why am I even at this ministry? Lord, take me back to my first covenant I made with whoever my pastor is, whatever house I'm at. Lord, remind me of the things I said when I raised my right hand and took a covenant oath with my ministry, and now I'm ready to leave. Father, you're not a truce-breaking God. And Lord, you said in your word that truce breakers will not inherit the kingdom. Father, help us to commit and lock in to those we say are our spiritual mothers and fathers. If we are in ministry and in covenant with them, we are there with them through the valley, through the mountain, through the storm, through the sunshine. We are there. Why? Because we commit it not to them, but to the God that's in them. Father, help us not to be an accomplice to the thieves' crimes. Lord, we understand that you're coming soon. And we don't want to be in the way of this final harvest. Lord, if there's anything that we have stolen, that we tried to bring into your house, that does not belong in your house, Lord, remove the Achan spirit from our houses. Because we're losing battles because we're retaining and holding on to things that we were never supposed to bring back here. So, Father, get it out. It's the small foxes that destroy the vine. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your kingdom be manifest in earth as it is in heaven. Let the one who thought they were so far gone that they could not come to you know that they are protected by the word, and that Jesus was a savior of social justice, that all can come to him. Thank you, God, for not cutting us off. Thank you, God, for not searing our consciences with a hot iron. Thank you for the gift of repentance.